What do you reckon the Bible Society said was the most quoted verse last year, in 2019? Does anyone know this one? There's a very common verse that you might think is the most quoted verse in the Bible.
John 3:16,
the Bible Society said that was a past favourite one. But we all know what that one is. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's lost the top place, apparently, as the most quoted verse of 2019. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Well, no inside knowledge this time either. That's very, very good. It is from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That was the most quoted verse, apparently, of 2019. And that says something to me about what people are maybe fearing and looking for, the plans and the certainty that God is at work in our lives, that he has plans to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. And that clearly links on with our Christmas theme. We all know Hebrews 6:19, do we not? Which is about hope for the soul and the anchor for the soul there, which has been run through our Christmas services. We can be those people of hope for the future. And here again we have Jeremiah and the words of God saying in Jeremiah, I have plans to give you hope and a future. But my guess is that actually when people quote that and Google it and so on, they don't actually go on to the next bit of the verse. Because that is the key and the clue. And the next bit of the verse comes on there, as you can see on your screen. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And so a superficial, let's hope that God sorts it all out, is not going to work. There is a seeking with the whole heart that actually brings the blessing from God. And I've got to say, it's not been great, has it, in terms of hope since last week and Christmas, with now the tensions with Iran, and goodness knows what's going to happen there, and these fires in Australia that they're now predicting will last for months, and there must be a question of whether they will actually ever go out naturally, whether there will ever be enough rain to stop the fires in Australia. And so where is the hope then? And as we were saying over Christmas, the hope is there in God. It happened in the Second World War, and millions came out to pray for a day of prayer, and it turned around. The course of the Second World War turned around. It can happen, God's providence. But clearly, the great hope for Christian faith actually goes beyond this world, the new heaven and the new earth, which again is not to say we leave it to God, because we are part of it. It is a marriage between God, the bride, the groom, and the church, the bride. We have a part to play in bringing that new heaven, that new earth. And the key to it is there. The key to that coming is seeking with all of our heart, all of our being. Again, not a superficial response, please God, help sort it all out. It's coming from us that we change, the world changes around us, that God's kingdom can come. So the key question is, how do you seek? How do you seek? And I think there's clues in the wise men of 2,000 years ago, because they came to seek Jesus, the King of Kings, did they not? And you know the story about how it happened and about where they eventually found him. And so going back to just, you can compare there with where they actually found Jesus, the King of Kings, and now here, about if they were around today, the sort of places they might look. Could you please have a look under your pew and see if you've got a star? There should be about 8 out there. And children, I need your help to come and leave the stars where they are. But if you've got a big star paper there, could you come and just hold them up? This is a bit slow, there should be 8 there. There, we've got about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, there are 8, very good. Could somebody come and help me? We've got children over there, like you. Thank you, Charlie and others, got to come and help. Would you like to come and just choose one of those stars and take the microphone and see, if you've got a star, if you could just read or give it to Charlie. Just leave it there and just come and take the microphone. Oh, we're going to come over here. Okay, no fires. Charlie, could you just read the first statement on there, not the second one, and just take the microphone. What does it say? And it's one of those up there, if you could just work out which it is.
A place where sportsmen earn millions of pounds.
A place where sportsmen earn millions. I'll give you one more clue in a moment, but it's one of those up there. Would you seek the King of Kings, Jesus the King of Kings, in that place? Anyone like to guess which one it is up there? Yeah, it is the Tottenham Stadium, as it now has to be called, apparently. But it is the Tottenham Stadium. Charlie, what's the second part of the statement there? A place of dreams are more usually disappointments of the Tottenham Stadium. Absolutely so.
This is Isabella.
Isabella, hello. My guess is that, myself included, we might seek for meaning and purpose in Tottenham, in football and so on. And the wise men, similarly, they might have looked to the gladiators, the stars of their time. Would they have found the King of Kings amongst the gladiators? They did not. So, Isabella, was it? We would like Mercy to read yours for you. Can we read the first statement on there? What does it say?
A
thing of ostentatious... That's a big word, isn't it? Yeah. I want to think about children's point. A thing of ostentatious luxury.
Can be...
Oh, hang on, we'll do the second one in a moment. Anyone like to guess what that one is up there? A thing of ostentatious luxury? Yeah, it's the... And good luck to read the second one. What does it say there underneath?
Can be in...
Such places
such
as the Marina in Nice. Yeah, we've been there. Well done, very good. It's extraordinary. Go and look at the Marina in Nice, and you come, my word, just a different world out there. But did the wise men go and look there? Would they? They might have expected that, the place of where there's real luxury. Surely the king will be born amongst that place of luxury. And Mercy's got one here. Could you read that first bit?
Technology that enables 24/7 contact with work, friends, family.
Yeah, on there again. Yeah, the iPhone on there. And again, I suppose there might have been some technology around. Surely technology would be the answer then. If you're going to bring the kingdom, then you've got to focus on the things of technology. Surely that would be it. And us too, the amount of time people spend on those phones, maybe thinking that meaning and purpose is found there and reality. But what was the second bit, Sunday?
Some of us still use a Nokia.
Yeah, some of us, yes, indeed, isn't it? Yeah. So you can't spend hours on a Nokia, to be honest. You really can't. So it's not there, is it? So those things, you're not going to find Jesus the King of Kings there. What else have we got here? Billy, could you read the first one there, please?
A place of world power.
Place of world power. Yeah, we got that one, the White House, and as it just said on the second line there. So again, and they did, didn't they? They went to Herod. They thought that would be where the king would be found. If he's to be born, go to the place of power, and that's where it must be. But didn't find him there either. Ollie?
A place of glamour and celebrity.
A place of glamour and celebrity.
Strictly.
Yeah, it is a Strictly Come Dancing set. Yeah, and some people apparently get obsessed with Strictly Come Dancing and all that and the glamour of it and all the celebrity. And again, I suppose they might have thought that. Go to the games, go to the arena where all the games are. That might be where you'd find the King of Kings. And we've got one or two more here. Elizabeth, can you read what you've got? Can Dad help you? Perhaps Dad can help you.
Place of sunshine and relaxation and many air miles.
Place of relaxation and sunshine and many air miles. Anyone know which beach it is? Or why generally which beach? Yeah, Caribbean, yeah, indeed. If you want meaning, if you want to know what this life is for, then surely you go and look for the King of Kings on the Mediterranean beach, wouldn't you? Wouldn't the wise men do that? Lovely beaches on the Mediterranean, you go and search there for the King of Kings. But again, they didn't. Have we got any left here? Have we got any more? Mercy's got one. Oh, thank you very much, thank you. Another one?
A place of...
Grandeur.
Grandeur and tradition.
Place of grandeur and tradition. Buckingham Palace. It is indeed, yeah. I think we've got one more up there. There must have been one more left. Oh, here we are.
A.
Centre.
Centre of
business.
Business then.
In London. Centre of business in London. On there. What was the second bit say? It's got a bird title in the name of it, hasn't it? First word for this place is the name of a bird. Yeah. You know what that is? Yeah, canary it is indeed. So again, yeah, wouldn't the wise men be sensible to go to the Jerusalem? That's the big trading place, the place of prosperity. Would they not go there? And clearly they didn't. Thank you very much. You've done all your work there. Excellent. Could you just like to leave those stars down here somewhere? That would be great. Thank you very much indeed. So they didn't, did they? We know that. And similarly for us, if you're going to know the King of Kings, all those things on there can easily take up your attention. They can easily do that. And some of them are okay, absolutely okay, all part of the life we have. But you're not going to find the King of Kings unless you really focus on where he will be found. And they will be offshoots of it, but they will not be found amongst those things. So if all your attention, your heart, is given over to those things, forget it. You're not going to know the King of Kings, for the God that wants to bless you has those plans for you. So the clue clearly is in that picture there. That's where they found the King of Kings, in a little town that was almost forgotten, Bethlehem, except it was a place where King David grew up and was nurtured, and there in a stable could not get more simple and meek. So again, what does that mean for us? If we're truly going to seek, what does it mean that we're going to have to do this year to do that? But we're going to sing, as we see that picture on the screen there, we're going to sing our next carol. Thank you very much. Glorious Light, carol number 10 in your carol booklets.